This is our special March Madness edition of The Hall Show, live from the GOAT Sports Bar. Here's Brady Hull.
5 minutes after the 5 o'clock hour. Good evening, Northern Colorado. Welcome into a special edition of The Hull Show, College Hoops edition, live from the GOAT Sports Bar in beautiful Greeley, Colorado. How are we doing? You guys ready for some college basketball? Look at that. Oh, my goodness. We have a real live studio audience, not just Susan and Cheryl in the studio every single day. We don't let them out of the studio very often. In fact, never at all. Do you guys fill out your brackets? If you guys are a part of the whole show bracket challenge, show me proof of it. You get to spin the wheel of destiny. You could win a pair of tickets to go see the Denver Nuggets take on the Boston Celtics on March 20th, or the Clippers on March 22nd, the Suns on March 24th, revenge game. Thunder, we got GOAT gift cards coming up, $25 GOAT gift cards. $100 gift cards thanks to my friends from Red Wing Shoes. I've got my Red Wing Shoes on right now. $100 to one of those bad boys. You're going to like it. Also, whole show stickers. Not as cool, but, you know, got to fill the wheel somehow. So we're getting geared up here. We got a lot of Mountain West basketball teams in the mix. So we're pumped about this, ready to go. See what those Colorado State Rams are going to do in this tournament. They take on Michigan on Thursday. We're going to hear from the Mountain West Conference Player of the Year, David Roddy, coming up. He's one of the best players in the country, and we're going to be talking to him in about 5 minutes. So we're really looking forward to that. We've had an opportunity to catch up with David throughout the course of the season every single week on the whole show. We normally air 12 to 2, Monday through Friday on 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. So again, during the commercial break, show me proof that you filled out a whole show bracket, and Jade's over here. We'll get you set up, and we'll let you spin the wheel, and it'll be a great time. It's going to be madness, man. I mean, you're looking at the way this tournament has stacked up in the, you know, just looking around the conferences. You got the Big Ten having nine teams in this tournament. The Big East, Big 12, and SEC all have six squads each. Five teams from the ACC are in the fewest in, since, what, 15 or so back, or since, like, 2014. So, back in the Mountain West Conference, you got four squads there. So, and you know what? The national media is upset about that. They're upset that the Mountain West has four squads in there. So you have the national media actually rooting against the Mountain West because they don't want to see the smaller, I suppose, the smaller squads in the mix there. So it's gonna be a lot of fun. Cannot wait. Just looking around at some of those Mountain West matchups, you have Boise State taking on Memphis. That one scares me big time if you're a Boise State fan, if you're a Mountain West Conference fan. San Diego State taking on Creighton, that one's a tough one. I do kind of like San Diego State to get out of the first round. CSU Michigan, how are we feeling with that? CSU is actually a 6 seed taking on an 11 seed. There's that national bias there. The Rams are actually 2.5-point dogs in this game, even though they're a 6 seed taking on number 11. And then, somewhat locally, the Wyoming Cowboys are going up against, Indiana tomorrow night as the first four. We'll see if they can get in. They were, like, literally the last team chosen. So Jeff Linder, formerly the UNC Bears men's basketball coach, already doing some big things with the Cowboys. In just 2 years, he has taken the Wyoming Cowboys to the big dance. So tried to get Jeff Linder on tonight. They're a little busy heading to Dayton for their first game tomorrow night. So again, we're going to let you know we have all your March Madness coverage coming up on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We're going to have that for you. Also, 1310KFKA.com. We're actually going to play some of those play-in games tomorrow night. We'll have the tournament games taking place on Thursday starting at 10 o'clock. So I'm being preempted by March Madness. It's fair. I suppose if I'm going to be preempted, that would be the way to do it. So make sure you get your brackets filled out. I mean, how do you guys feel? You feeling confident about the brackets so far? Some of you guys? Nobody is? It's the ones that say they are feeling confident that you have to look out for, and that's the thing. Again, you're listening to a special edition of The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the GOAT. If you enter our bracket challenge, you have a chance to win $500, courtesy of PDC Energy. Second place wins $200, courtesy of Bear Insurance. We got a foursome of golf from the Eaton Country Club, $100 from my friends over at Cables, too. I mean, we've got a lot of great prizes. And, of course, the GOAT loading it up for our wheel here. So we're going to let people get in line and spin the wheel of destiny for prizes coming up. There's a bracket right there. I'm seeing it. What do you got? Gonzaga? That's a shocker. No, okay, I can't see. My eyes aren't what they used to be. Okay, we're going to... Oh, Kansas. That's our first Kansas there. Anybody agree that Kansas is going to win this thing?
There's a no.
All right, you get to spin the wheel. You ready? We're going to have our first wheel spinner.
Do I spin the outside or inside?
Spin the inside wheel. Spin it good. All right. There we go. This is like a game show now.
I'm starting to speak English.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to bring David Roddy, the Mountain West Conference Player of the Year, coming up in just a moment. So we'll take a short break. Again, we're live and on location from the Goat Sports Bar in Greeley, Colorado. You're listening to Northern Colorado's Voice on 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Okay, minutes after the 5 o'clock hour. It's a special edition of the whole show live from the GOAT in Greeley, Colorado. Bring your brackets out here. You get a chance to spin the wheel of destiny. It's a great time. Joining me on the line, and I need a big round of applause for this guy. Joining me now, the Mountain West Conference Player of the Year. I think he's one of the best players in the country. He's going to be playing in the NBA someday. Colorado State's David Roddy. David on the program, man. Hey, say hello to Greeley. We're not in Fort Collins. We're in Greeley today, my friend. That's good to hear from you, man. How's things going? I mean, you guys made it. Has it set in yet? Just the fact that you guys are going to the big dance. I know that was, you know, you've had a lot of goals going into the season, but I know that was number one, was getting a chance to go dancing.
Yeah, 100%. You know, just being in this atmosphere and just this arena and everything, and, you know, going to Canvas and watching our banner, you know, come across has just been amazing. So, you know, for everybody to just be supporting us, it's just been an amazing season. And, you know, we're not done yet. We got a lot more basketball to play.
Yeah, I mean, what was it like for you to hear that you guys were selected? David, you and I have been talking a lot, and you're saying, hey, I'm not going there, Brady. I'm not going to say we're in until we're actually in. But, you know, you getting a chance to finally see, hey, Colorado State is going to the big dance. What was that like when you heard your name, you saw your name written there on the bracket, and, of course, going up against Michigan?
Yeah, it was a crazy feeling. So much anxiety, just anxious on where we're going to head. You know, and, you know, we ended up in the Midwest, so that's, you know, awesome for, you know, myself and my family. But, you know, for us to just be selected, man, it was just a dream come true. And man, so many years of hard work, you know, has came to this moment. So, man, I just, again, couldn't be more excited, couldn't be more, you know, grateful to be on this team.
We're talking to David Roddy, the Mountain West Conference Player of the Year, Colorado State Rams getting set to take on Michigan. Coming up on Thursday, I believe the very first game too, man, all eyes are going to be on Colorado State. I always say that first day is just electric from start to finish. That's got to be kind of cool, because I don't think there is necessarily such thing as prime time during the first weekend. Every single game is a must-see.
Yeah, no, it's going to be an amazing feeling. You know, the entire country is just waiting, you know, to watch whatever team that they cheer on, so they're going to watch us first. I think it's like the first 35 minutes will be just straight us. So, man, it's just going to be a great experience, and it's going to help, you know, the CSU program, you know, get out there on the national spotlight even more. And, man, I just, again, couldn't be more excited and more ready to, you know, play a good Wolverine team.
You mentioned, David, the support you guys have had all season. I got to tell you, buddies of yours just walked in. We're talking to David Roddy. The Mobies, the Outlaws of Moby just walked into the GOAT here in Greeley. They're invading everywhere, David. They're just taking over places left and right.
Yeah, they took over Vegas. They took over Moby, and now they're taking over the GOAT. So, man, I couldn't be, you know, man, I'm so excited for those guys and so proud of them and just blessed to be, you know, a part of, you know, what they're building too. So, man, they're just a great – group of young guys that love the Rams.
It's been such a magical environment there in Moby Arena. And again, I know we're in Greeley, but you got a lot of Greeley folks that are excited about this Colorado State team, and they've been following this program. I mean, we got brackets coming out, people thinking left and right this Rams team's going to take care of business on Thursday. I don't know, David, I know you don't pay attention to this that much, but do you look at this as extra motivation looking into Michigan team? You guys are 6, Michigan's 11. They have you guys listed as 2.5-point dogs right now. I mean, does that have you heard that before? I mean, what does that do to your mindset?
No, I haven't heard of it, but again, you know, it's kind of the same thing that we've always been going through. You know, we're kind of always seen as the underdog, always the mid-major and everything. So, We're just going to have to go out there and give it our all, and you know they're going to have to give it their best as well. It's going to be an amazing game, an amazing atmosphere. So you know whoever wins, you know they'll win, but they definitely earned it. So man, it's going to be a great battle.
What can you tell us so far about what kind of study you're putting into Michigan? Again, we spend so much time talking about Mountain West team day after day, week after week, a completely different opponent for you guys. Now, Michigan has played some teams you're familiar with, so obviously the San Diego States and UNLV, but what's that like, just getting a completely different matchup?
Yeah, it's a new feel, but it's very similar to, you know, again, many, many other basketball teams that we've played already. They have two really good posts. And so, you know, our post defense is going to be, you know, spectacular on Thursday, as well as, you know, we're going to be running our offense. And, you know, I think we'll get, you know, the ball moving from side to side. So, that's when we are at our best. So, you know, it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a back and forth game, but, you know, defensively, we're just going to have to step it up a little bit and, you know, focus on rebounding as well.
Yeah, no doubt. And, of course, when you talk about Michigan, it all kind of starts with their big guy, Hunter Dickinson. He is a big, big dude. He can get the job done. So, again, can you take us through a little bit? Obviously, I'm not asking you to give the playbook away, but you know me, David. Just kind of what's the discussion been like around him so far?
Yeah, you know, he's an NBA-level guy, 7'1", 260 pounds. So he's also a force in there. So, man, we're just going to have to play our best post defense. Try to push his catches out as much as possible, and just make it tough for him. You know, he's gonna get his probably 15 points that he usually gets, but you know, we're just gonna try to contain him as much as possible, and you know, make the other teammates win. So, man, he can shoot it, he can dribble, he can really pass it as well. So, man, he's just an all around guy, and I definitely see him, you know, in the NBA one day.
Talking to David Roddy, the Mountain West Conference Player of the Year. Those Rams getting set to take on Michigan. Awesome. David, how do you guys even begin to have these conversations? You know, this is uncharted territory for you guys, of course. We knew this was going to happen. I think a lot of us that follow this team predicted this would be the case this year. But what are those conversations like? How do you mentally and physically prepare for the big dance? I mean, it's an exciting thing. It's got to be such a fun thing for you. But at the same time, I know you specifically, it's going to be business as usual for you.
Yeah, just approaching it kind of the same way. You know, again, it's postseason basketball, and, you know, we're just going to have to be ready for everything, every single scenario. And I think our team is ready for that, as well as just understanding, you know, again, it's just a basketball game as well. You know, understanding like, hey, yeah, it's great that we're here, but now let's, you know, really get down to business and try to make a run, you know, and just make the season even more spectacular. So understanding that will be a very important thing for, you know, making a deep run in the tournament.
Now, I know for you guys, obviously, it's big. And with you, David, I know you're saying, hey, we always feel like we got a lot to prove, whether you do or not. But also this Mountain West Conference, you know, you've got Boise State, San Diego State, Wyoming just squeezes in. You got four Mountain West Conference teams, which I think is absolutely amazing, more than the Pac-12. But you still see some of the national guys talking about it, saying, hey, maybe that's too many. Do you look at it collectively where you're deep down, you're kind of rooting for the rest of this conference to show out, or can you not do that? Because I know there's a team up north that you're going to have a really hard time thinking that hoping that they can win a game.
Yeah, I'm cheering for maybe 3.5 of the four teams there. But, you know, again, it's again, the national spotlight of the Mountain West, you know, they haven't, you know, shown us enough respect. But, you know, again, that's what the tournament is for, is to get our respect and show the nation that, hey, we can play with, you know, anybody in the country. So, man, I'm slightly rooting for those guys. You know, the Mountain West season is over, so now I can, you know, watch them more as a fan rather than a competitor. So, man, it would be great if, you know, the Mountain West could pull up some wins.
We're talking to David Roddy for the Colorado State Rams. The Rams got a 6 seed. They're going up against Michigan coming up on Thursday. One of the first games, the first game on Thursday morning. Cannot wait for that one. Really looking forward to it. David, before you were a college basketball player, did you fill out a bracket?
I did. The last time I filled out a bracket was 2015, so I was in eighth grade.
Great. What was your strategy? Can you take me through it?
Man. Kentucky was undefeated that year, so I had Kentucky going all the way. Man, really just whatever name sounds cool, I used to just fill it in and then just put Duke in the national championship as well.
So you kind of were like, okay, we're going with the studs, but I'm also going to throw in, you know, random names that might be kind of cool.
Yep, 100%. I didn't really care about seating too much, but man, my brackets were terrible, so I'm terrible at that.
So you'd much rather be playing. I think you're right where you need to be, my friend.
Yes, 100%, 100%.
It's going to be a blast. We're so excited to see this program. And, of course, we saw the news, and I know Coach talked to you about it, but Coach Medved gets his extension. I know that was exciting. And for you guys to look at that, too, because I know you have this group of family. It feels like family. So I know you're all rooting for each other, and Coach Medved's going to be a guy that's rooting for you guys well after your Colorado State career. So what was that like for you guys to say, hey, it's cool to see this guy rewarded at this point in his career?
Yeah, like you said, I mean, man, it was a great feeling, and you know, everybody in the administration and the staff have, you know, done a great job of keeping Coach Medved here. You know, again, he's going to be a hot topic, you know, in years to come. So you know, for him to just be nailing down here, and you know, a testament to him, you know, showing his loyalty as well. Man, he just loves Fort Collins, so and what he's building here. So man, we got a great one for, you know, the next. Really in the next decade. So, man, I couldn't be more excited for this program.
Yeah, I know that was huge news for Rams fans, because the more success you guys get, you know, obviously that question is asked, you know, what's the short-term future look like for Coach Medved? And obviously a contract like that does scream pretty loudly that both sides are pretty committed to each other going forward. And, David, I know that's just awesome, again, for you and this entire coaching staff, too. I saw the coaches' poll was lifted a bit. Or the coach's money poll was lifted, so that's an awesome thing too, because you speak so highly of the entire coaching staff.
Yeah, no, I mean, man, they're all great. They give their individual perspectives, as well as, you know, they all have the same mindset as well of trying to get the kids, you know, or us, you know, better as possible. So you know, developing us, you know, as fast as possible as well is one of their main things. And man, they've just done a great job, and they're all, I see them as all, you know, mentors in, you know, my basketball career and even my life. So, man, I can go to them for anything, and, you know, they always give me the right support.
Well, we talked to you a lot, David, about leaving a legacy with Colorado State. We'll kind of leave you with this, but you've talked to us about that more and more, that, yes, you know, all the success, the individual awards. I mean, I think you're running out of wall space, my friend. I have some for you if you need it. But you continue to win. You continue to do big things for this Rams team. But more importantly, this is huge in doing that thing you talked about the most, is setting that standard and leaving a legacy behind. Now, no matter what happens, you get to walk away, whatever that is, a couple years from now, whenever, and say, we took this basketball team, we sold out arenas, we sold out Moby Arena, and we got them into the March Madness tournament. I mean, again, that's got to mean so much to you, because I know that was a part of your goals as far as getting into the tournament, but leaving that long-lasting legacy.
Yeah, it was, you know, so much hard work has gone into it. You know, again, the team has worked their tail off this season, and, you know, we've gone through ups and downs and learned so much over, you know, the past really much 6 months. And, man, just just to leave a legacy and you know, it's, again, to inspire as many kids as possible to, you know, play basketball and play it the right way and compete and just, you know, just love what you're doing on a daily basis is, man, it's more than I could ever ask for.
I was talking to some folks, of course, your friends over at Crazy Carl's Pizza, and they were saying, hey, you know, our some of our kiddos were wanting to talk to David and meet David, and you kind of came out of the tunnel late after one of the final games of the regular season, and the kids, the fans, they just kind of swarmed you, and they were just glowing. They said David had time for each and every one of them. Man, it's just such a cool thing to see what you do on the floor, but also your willingness to connect with each and every fan of yours.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I mean, they're the reason why we're doing so well. You know, they're just as important as everybody else on the team. So, man, just to show my gratitude and just my gratefulness through, you know, just saying hi and how you're doing and really just getting to know me as a person. You know, again, you know, just kind of take that wall down of athlete and the fan, but, you know, just kind of, you know, just say, hey, I'm David, and, you know, here I am, you know, as a regular human being. So, man, it's just super important to me, and you know, to impact the people that the way I have has just been awesome.
David, last one for you, my man. What's the week look like for you? What can you take us through? Because I think fans kind of want to know, What is this like? You guys just were in a crazy Mountain West tournament. It was a grueling regular season. What does this week look like for you as far as practice and leaving, get-togethers? What does that look like?
Man, it's even crazier than the regular season, I'm not going to lie. We rest out here, practice here, then get on a flight to Indy, and then we have dinner, and then meeting. We have media. We have more practice, and, man, we're just going to be on our feet the entire time. But, after all of that is done, we got to play basketball at the end of the day. So, we're just excited for this opportunity, and we're ready to play the Wolverines.
David, we're ready to go, man. I love this matchup for you. And you know what I say? Go ahead. Make this Rams team an underdog. And we'll go out there. You guys will go out there and, shock the world as you always seem to do. I don't think it should be shock the world anymore, though. I think we should be used to Colorado State winning. The Outlaws of Moby are here. Did you get your cowboy hat yet?
I have not gotten my cowboy hat yet. I need them to customize it for me.
Customize it.
That's an important question.
That's going to be a big hat.
They said it's going to be a big hat, man. You got Coach Medved one, man. I'm just wondering. He gets the extension. He gets the nice hat. All that's going his way. David, my man, appreciate you as always. I know we don't have many shows left. Hopefully we can connect next week, and then we'll just go from there.
All right, man. Thank you, Brady. Go Rams.
All right, there he is, David Roddy, the Mountain West Conference Player of the Year. The Rams get set to take on the Michigan Wolverines on Thursday. Rams are a 6 seed. Michigan's an 11 seed. But the Rams are 2.5-point dogs in that one, so I don't understand it. So, all right, we're going to take a short break, 5:30 the time. Let's see if we get the Outlaws to jump over here. We interrupt their dinner. Great to catch up with them. Super fan group that's really, in my opinion, helping grow Moby Madness like never before. Just 31 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show special edition. Fill out your bracket, get over here, spin the wheel of destiny. You got a chance to win Nuggets tickets, GOAT gift cards, hats, $100 gift cards from Red Wing Shoes, and a sticker, which I will just give Dixon one of those to put on his shirt and wear it around every single day. We got the arch nemesis of the show out here today, too. Well, yeah, you got to have one, too. I mean, those things are really valuable. All right, we're going to take a short break. We're live and on location from the GOAT Sports Bar in Greeley, Colorado. I think we got the Nuggets and 76ers going up here in just a moment. We got the MVP battle here coming up, so we're looking forward to it. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It's the whole show live from the GOAT Sports Bar in Greeley, Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Okay. This is Ali Farokmanesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Hull Show special edition here live from the GOAT Sports Bar. Had a chance to catch up with David Roddy moments ago. It was great to talk to him. He's expecting a cowboy hat now, guys. We're talking to a super fan group now. Definitely super fan group. The Outlaws of Moby. Great guys. Wonderful people. We're talking to Logan and Jason. We'll have you guys switch the headsets. We only brought the one headset out. Logan, we didn't get to talk to you last time.
Yeah, you haven't.
So it's good to see you, my man.
It's great to see you. Nice to meet you.
So, okay, we've talked about you guys and what you've been doing as far as growing your kind of your group, you know, your super fan group. You did it so much so that Coach Medved saw that you guys needed a few bones to get to Vegas, and he's like, hey, I'm going to drop you something so you could go, so you get that opportunity. What was the Mountain West Conference tournament like for you guys?
Oh, my God. We had a blast, and, you know, just us showing up to the games and having all the alumni just seeing us there on in our seats with our flags and everything. You know, we got a standing ovation when we came. Like, they knew we were here. We knew it was a different atmosphere now since we were here, and the best thing we could do is just cheer on our Rams as they go through the tournament.
Yeah. I mean, what's that like for you guys now? I mean, obviously we've been chatting with you guys for a while. TV stations are picking up interviews with you. You're starting to see more and more people talk to you guys when you're going to these games and stuff. I mean, what's that been like?
Oh, boy. it's a lot, really. Going to the games has just been practically one of the best moments for me, at least, in my life. I mean, I've never really was a big college basketball person at first, and I came up to Colorado State, and all of a sudden I started hearing about our basketball team from all the other guys on our group and heard we were pretty good, and I decided to go to the games with them. You know, we did really well. We're currently number 24 in the final AP poll, and, you know, just this season was an amazing season just for what we did, what the team did for us, what Medved did. It was just crazy. like all of this, really.
I mean, you saw what Coach Medved obviously has a good relationship with you guys too. I mean, that's kind of a cool thing to see. I mean, you see coaches, they'll talk to the fan base, they'll do all that stuff, but he seems like he goes a couple of steps above that.
Oh yeah, he's a great man. And yeah,
what was it like? He got his contract extension too, so obviously you look at that and go, hey, he's never gonna leave. There's a monster buyout on that contract, so he could leave, but it's got to be cool. You guys are all freshmen, right?
Yes, sir, we are.
So you got a lot of years to watch Coach Medved hopefully lead this team to more March Madness tournaments.
Oh, I can't wait for that. It was amazing seeing him sign that contract. I wasn't sure if he was going to come back for another year or so, at least from what I heard, because I'm still learning all Colorado State sports related things. And yeah, I saw him have that pen to the paper, and he's here for like 2028, 2029 on that contract. It was just a great moment for all of us.
Did you guys give him a hat? Is that really how that worked out, or did he take one of your hats?
So we actually bought him a hat.
Did you really?
We bought him and his family hats.
That's so good.
Before one of the games, we ran into Erica Medved and her two little daughters, and we planned on getting them hats for a while. We actually tweeted out like if anyone knew what hat sizes they were. So yeah, we got Erica a hat. We got their two little daughters a hat. And we gave the hat that we had for Nico to Erica. And then after the game, you know, I believe it was the last game, Boise. And, you know, Nico came up to us. He wanted a picture. We gave him the hat, and he just walked into the locker room with it. And then, of course,
he did it.
You know, did the press conference with it and everything. And it was just amazing for us to see that he loved it. It fits pretty well on him. So.
I think so, man. It looks good. Hopefully he sports it at some point during this tournament. You guys have filled out your bracket. I know you're diehard fans. How far does the diehardness go? Are we going CSU all the way, or are you also going to be in like, all right, let's be realistic here. You tell me.
You don't have to
give me your whole bracket. Just give me an idea.
No, of course. So like the fan in me definitely wanted to have CSU win the whole thing. I mean, who wouldn't? But in realistic fashion, I think I had CSU going to the Sweet 16.
Wow.
I really think that they could beat Michigan coming up here soon.
Yeah.
And then we'd play the winner of Tennessee and whoever they're playing.
Tennessee's playing like Longmire or something like that. Based on a TV show. I don't even know.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. And I know Tennessee is a very great team, and I know they can go far, but I can really see us in Tennessee putting up a fight and us making the 16.
That's awesome. Logan, appreciate you, man. We'll
jump
over here with Jason. We'll get you on here in just a bit here. The Outlaws of Moby. I love this group. This is a fan group, super fan group that has been doing some great things. So much so that Coach Medved was like, took notice of these guys. And they're only freshmen, so it's going to keep going for you. And I asked you guys when you were in studio last time if that's something you're going to carry on now. You know, you got several years to build on this. What's next? What do you guys have planned next? I mean, you're going to every single game. Every time I look at Twitter, you guys are at a CSU athletic event.
Yeah, we're just going to be pretty much just going with all of the sports. Right now we're really enjoying the softball and the lacrosse games. Those have been pretty fun to go to. We also got a lot of like people who are very surprised, I guess, on Twitter. They were just sending pictures of us outside of them. And we're pretty much just planning to go to as many as all of us can go to. Because right now we're freshmen. We don't really have a whole lot having to go on. So
We have
the time to be able to go and go to all those games, enjoy them, you know, talk with all the fans. It's just been it's been very fun.
Do you guys feel like you're kind of going to be coming to like CSU celebrities a little bit?
I feel like we are going to become some, or we're already some. I'm not sure yet. It's all very surprising for me because when I came into college, I never really expected to have, you know, the alumni come up and be like, oh, I love what you guys are doing, you know, just coming up and talking to us and recognizing us. That's all new to me, but I could definitely see how we're becoming, like, bigger than all of us had originally planned, so I guess we could eventually become some type of CSU celebrity, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, you see, like, San Jose State's Duck Dude or whatever the heck.
I love that.
I mean, those kind of things, that's what builds. That's what the national media loves, too. They love to see kind of these semi-mascots of the programs. Yeah. So when they see what you guys are doing, that also brings more highlight, more focus to Colorado State when you can see that. So, I think it's, like I said, I'm a huge fan of you guys and what you're doing because that's how you build a fan base. And I loved, you know, kind of the fact that Nico Medved bought in so early, too, was like, I'm going to support you guys right the heck back, and all the players are doing the same thing.
Yeah, that was crazy to us. You know, he would always come up before the games. He'd be like, hey, you guys get loud, you know, cheer, go crazy. And then he started doing every game. And then the $900 donation just came out completely out of left field for us. And then he, you know, took the picture with us and his hats, and it's just going, you know, up and up from there. We'll have when we were in Vegas, we were invited to the the game. We were invited to the like alumni dinner, and Nico came in. He saw us and talked to us, and during that dinner, we had like all the alumni just come up and, you know, say, hey, thank you for coming, thank you for all that you've been doing for the CSU athletics, and. It was wild.
Yeah. It's a special thing for sure. How far, so looking at the Mountain West Conference, I mean, I know it's hard to pick that team up north, especially because you guys are like going at it with those fans, but don't you believe that it would be a better showing for the conference, therefore better for Colorado State, if all four teams that are in get past the first round somehow? Or can you not go there? Is it like, no, I don't care, the rest of the teams, you could do stuff, but not that team up north.
You see, if it was any other team that was going against them, I might be able to say, you know, that would be cool. But they're going against Indiana. I was raised in Indiana. Both my parents went to IU.
Okay, so you're torn. You're torn,
I can't really say I want Wyoming to win because I don't like Wyoming.
Plus IU.
It's,
yep. No,
it's. But it would be cool, I guess, if all of us, you know, proved, hey, we all, you know, the Mountain West is actually not, you know, we're not just there, but we can actually win. But, you know, if Wyoming lost, I wouldn't be.
I think David said the same thing. He's like, I'm going for two other teams, maybe two and a half. Kind of part of me thinks that Wyoming should win. Jason, my man, appreciate you, dude. Where are you guys watching the game? I know we're going to have a watch party, of course, at Eaton Country Club. We're going to be out there on Friday, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Okay.
So you guys think about it.
Yeah, I think we might. You know, we might show up there, or we might just go be at our house and watching it.
Hey, you got to do. There's games nonstop, man. So be good. Jason, appreciate you, my man. Always good to catch up with you.
You too.
You guys keep doing your thing.
Thanks
for
having us.
Absolutely love it. And you guys got a chance to spin the wheel too, because I know you guys have filled out a bracket. So spin the wheel,
awesome.
Get something to win there. All right, 46 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. We're live from the GOAT Sports Bar in Greeley, Colorado. It is a great time out here. The Outlaws of Moby, great job as always. I mean, again, it's how you build that fan base. And I think that UNC Bears fans, listen to that, because you want to build something. You to take notes from the Outlaws. You get a couple of groups, a couple of crazy fans that really get into your team, and it starts to carry over. You get a few more of them. You get a few coming in. And that's how we build basketball throughout the state of Colorado. All right, 46 minutes after the hour. I'll be right back to wrap up the show already. Special edition of The Whole Show live from the GOAT Sports Bar in Greeley, Colorado. This is Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back in to The Whole Show Special Edition live from the GOAT Sports Bar in Greeley, Colorado. This is what happens out there, you know. We're having fun. People are spinning this wheel like crazy, and that's what happens. You get into our March Madness Challenge. Not only do you have a chance to spin the wheel out here, you got a chance to win $500 courtesy of PDC Energy. It's our biggest bracket challenge yet. We've been registering people left and right all year, or all month long, I should say. People are heating up. The bottom line is when you look at this, and again, I know the University of Northern Colorado fell just short losing in the Big Sky Conference Championship to Montana State. Had they won that, of course, they would have made it to the Big Dance, and we'd be talking about three area teams getting in the mix, and the Colorado Buffaloes fell short as well. But basketball's a big deal up here, and I know our friends here at the GOAT, you can come here and watch basketball nonstop, and it's a great time. It's a growing environment. And if you're really getting into it, you know, it's a it's a fun scene, really. And Colorado State, I think at this point, leading the brigade. I mean, the most popular team in the state of Colorado. And I know Buffs fans would argue that, but this team has continued to do big things over the, you know, last year I think they were robbed of making it to the big dance. And, of course, now I mean, you look at it and they finally get in. And that's a great thing. So, you know, we're just excited for Colorado State. And Nico Medved signing that contract extension was huge. I think that's just a further testament to just what he's been doing with this team gradually. I mean, this is only his fourth year taking this team into the big dance. And then you look north into Wyoming, what Jeff Linder has done. Jeff Linder was with the University of Northern Colorado 2 years ago. And in just two short seasons, he has been able to take this team from, I mean, Wyoming was bad when Jeff Linder got there. And he was, you know, it was just one of those situations where you wonder where he's going to be able to take this team. And Linder, I think he had done so well with UNC that we knew he was going to go somewhere. And then Wyoming calls. Now the question is how long does Coach Linder stay? You know, Medved got his contract extension. Is Linder going to do the same? Is that going to follow suit? I'll be curious to see. But, you know, when you look at this bracket, I mean, it's really cool to see. And, again, the Mount West, I know it's not all local, but it feels local because, again, CSU's playing these teams left and right. Next year, will the Bears be able to make that next step? That's what's tough for UNC. I mean, you're playing your whole season. It's essentially like a practice season. You get into the Big Sky Conference tournament, and you have to be perfect. You have to win out in order to get in. There are now at-large bids currently in the Big Sky. I mean, even if the Bears somehow, some way found a way to win out, get every single one of those games, you got to think that maybe they would reconsider if you're beating top teams like, you know, the Arizonas and the Texases, but that's how it is. So unfortunately for the Bears, they played well in those first two games. They get to the championship game against Montana State, and unfortunately it was probably the worst game I've seen them play. So that's it. When you have the wrong timing of your bad, worst games of the season, that's going to happen. So unfortunately, the Bears lose that one and they're done. Colorado State going up against Michigan. Juwan Howard, I know a lot of talk was about him and the handshake that wasn't, the face smush, the get out of my face kind of deal. That was I know that he's famous for that this year. But this team is capable of winning some big games. They did beat they beat San Diego State earlier in the season, so I know that's something. If you just want to compare the two teams, right there, CSU went 1-2 against San Diego State. So Michigan, of course, found a way to beat San Diego State, found a way to beat UNLV. They did have some big wins throughout the course of the season too. So it's not just a situation where, okay, well, Michigan started. I mean, they had one of the best recruiting classes in the country when they started out. But then they came out the gates. I think they were 0-3. They lost like 4 out of 7. Finally started to pick it up. They got a little bit better as the season progressed and squeezed into this thing ultimately. But they did beat number 3 Purdue at home, 82-58. Again, that could be one of those games where you look at it. A lot of upsets happen. Every team gets smoked at one point in time. I mean, look at Gonzaga and St. Mary's too. They were able to beat Ohio State, a ranked team, earlier in the month. So they're capable of winning big games. They can do it. They come into this game against Colorado State. I wonder where their mindset is, knowing that they can play with the best teams in their conference, but they also struggled at the beginning. So which Michigan team are we going to see? I think if you're a Rams fan, you're just got to be absolutely insulted. You're a 6 seed going up against an 11 seed, and you're a 2.5-point dogs. I'd be curious to see throughout the course of this bracket, you know, how many 6 seeds, how many lower seeds as far as the 4s and the 5s are actually dogs going into this one. So I agree with Colorado State's placing, though. I mean, sitting there where they are, that's a good spot for them ultimately. I think they're going to beat Michigan. I think Colorado State will move on. And then, yeah, the Longmire, whatever that show is on ABC or whatever. No, Longwood. What are they, Longwood what? Sabres? Buffaloes? Lancers? Okay. Longwood Lancers? Anybody know where that is? Where are they located? Jaden's sitting next to me, by the way. Virginia? Is that real? Is that a real thing? Farmville? Is that sounds like a game. That sounds like a board game. Come on down to Farmville. You got the Longwood card. Good for you. I don't think that's a good thing. Farmville, Virginia. All right. I think we make up schools halfway through this thing. We just get them in there. So I'm pumped for that. I mean, come on. If Colorado State beats Michigan, they're going to get past Tennessee. I just don't see that happening. I want to be wrong about it. I got nothing at stake here except for my reputation, but I could put that on the line for Colorado State for sure. As for the rest of the teams in the Mountain West Conference, you know, you look at Boise State. Boise State is the interesting one going up against Memphis. I watched Memphis over the weekend play, and I thought they looked really sharp. I think Memphis is going to get past Boise State. I think Wyoming's going to beat Indiana. And then I think they're going to beat St. Mary's. San Diego State, get past Creighton. That's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a tough battle. I like three of the four Mountain West teams getting past the first round and playing on Saturday. All right, that's going to do it for us. We're going to have the wheel out here for the next 15, 20 minutes or so. So if you haven't won anything, come up here, spin it again. That's going to do it for us for this edition of the Hull Show Special Edition. I'll be back at it at noon on 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Good night, Northern Colorado.